Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week in our Heartbeat, we are talking about making prayer a priority.
Which I know it seems like every year or every 6 months we bring up about prayer, but it is a priority. It is so important. It has to be a part of our life because it's our communication with God.
It's fundamental to it.
Yeah, it's an opportunity and God can do it anytime, but his communication with us.
Because often I think when we think, like I say in the Heartbeat, we should try and pray every day. I think for some people, they'll be like, what? How do I like do that every day? Because I'm so busy.
Do you clean your teeth every day? Do you brush your hair every day? Do you have a sleep, a drink? Well, I'm sorry. God is vital, more vital than all of those things. Just allocate the time. And that's why we, at the beginning of the year, we spoke about looking at your timetable and reallocating areas that you might need to if you're not praying.
And it really, the way I like to talk about it is that it's just like it's a non-negotiable in my life. That is who I am. I'm a person who prays. And so therefore I make time. And there are so many things I think in our lives we make non-negotiable that we all say.
And I can think of sometimes some days, you know, say if I pray in the morning when I first get up, but something happens, we get a phone call and we have to rush out the door because someone needs an emergency happens and we're at the hospital and we think, oh, you know, my routine's flown out the window.
Yeah.
But when we're driving to whatever the emergency was, can we not pray? If we're at the hospital or the medical center or wherever with the person, are we not praying? It might be different type of prayer, mightn't be my same structure of getting out my Bible and whatever, but it's still prayer. So we can fit it in other times, waiting in a queue, waiting at the lights in the car. And yes, you can say, well, we don't want you to normally pray in the car, but sometimes if that's the only opportunity that you have, because I find sometimes if I come home late and I'm really already tired and I sit to pray, all of a sudden I go, oh my goodness, where did my mind go? I've been sitting here for the last few weeks and hasn't even been talking to God because I'm physically drained and tired. God understands, but it wasn't a good opportunity for the best time to do that.
I think sometimes we forget that transformation in ourselves starts with prayer. And I think often in our lives there are things that we want to improve in ourselves, or we feel like God wants you to be more patient or speak in a better way. Now, a lot of those things are practical things that we do, but I think it starts with prayer.
It does. Where it's first God says to you.
Yes, yeah. And that's what God is so focused on, a transformation of the heart that then flows out into
your mind, your thoughts, your actions, your
everything
words.
Else. Yes. And so sometimes I think we can, certainly something that's been speaking to me over the last few years, is we can underestimate the power of prayer.
Yes.
But it's just so important to who the rest of us
are. So we call this underestimate the power of prayer.
So what are some of the ways that we can make prayer a priority? One of the ones was making a commitment to pray daily, to not ever miss. Another thing I think we can do is, like you were suggesting, we can continually pray throughout the day. So building a habit into our lives. Like some of the habits I wrote down were things like, do you always park in the same spot when you go to the shopping centre? You know, sometimes there's a shopping centre you go to regularly, you always park in the same spot. So it's like these habits that we have in our lives, well, you can build your prayer to be one of those things. Whenever I get out of my car, I say a prayer. Whenever I walk into an office, I say a prayer. Whenever, like, you can build in the same way that we have other habits.
And if you find it difficult for the time span, like it might be 15 minutes that we suggest, and you go, oh, my mind wanders. Well, why don't you set yourself 5 minutes? Then when you've achieved that, go set yourself 6 minutes, 10 minutes, and then expand it out as you improve.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's very difficult to last that whole time. Another thing is we can pray at the beginning of the day and end of the day, and that doesn't necessarily mean a long prayer time, but being a first and last thought of the day, God, would you be with me as I start this day, or God, would you be with me as I sleep?
And thank you, Lord, that you've been with me today.
Yes, yes.
Be grateful.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just really want to, as the weekly challenge, encourage people to put prayer as a priority in their life, because that's where our transformation starts. That's where our relationship with him builds.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so important. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.